strictly a Fender person. I've always, you know, play out of a Fender Twin amp. I've usually play out, I last Fender Twin I have purchased and owned was is a 1970s issue Fender Twin remade with JBL speakers. And I have been playing Fender Squire guitar, but I always get the first issue ones, and those were made in the mid-1980s because they are still like Fender guitars. They're not the same as the ones they make now. And I'm not sure where those ones are made from. I don't know if they're Japanese or what, but they're really great sounding guitars, and I really have grown. I really love them. I actually don't even bother trying to buy a real Fender or a real vintage Fender. But I think that in vintage clothing, the 80s are now vintage. So I think maybe my Squire is vintage, 80s vintage Squire guitar. Right now I'm using a mustard colored MXR distortion box, and also sometimes the traditional Crybaby wah-wah and the analog delay pedal. I like the Squire because it has like I said, it has to be that year, like 1983-84 issue, because they have a certain sound that I really, really like. And like, I have played other Squires and even bought them, and they were just didn't sound right to me or very good to me. And like, it has kind of a trashy sound, but it's still very full sounding. You know, I am a guitar snob because I really want that guitar, but I'm not a crazy gearhead. And in New York City, I've actually started playing a modern, like, Blues Junior combo. The real reason was because I saw Nils Klein playing one, and it sounded amazing. And he told me that, you know, they're so loud and so powerful, and they're tube amps, and they sound great. And so I actually bought one, and it's really serving me very well. On the tour, I actually ordered a 70s twin, but here at home, I actually condone the Blues combo by Fender. And I'm using picks by Wedgie. The first guitar I had in the Gun Club was a weird solid body Rickenbacker guitar. I don't know what the fuck it was. Jeffrey had given it to me. Then I just got an email from one of my really old friend from my childhood neighborhood, and he said he sold me my first guitar. So maybe he sold that to me. So maybe Jeffrey didn't give that to me at all. And the Cramps, I played Ibanez Explorer, and that was quite a thing. But that was really good for fuzz guitar because it had the longest sustain of anything I've ever played. You could just hit it once and it would sustain like crazy, which is very good for Human Fly and Caveman. Then in the Gun Club, I think I had a real Fender guitar, and then that got stolen, and then I got the Squire because I had to get something fast, and then I really fell in love with that sound and have played that ever since. And I've only had two of them because that one got stolen. And my favorite acoustic guitar to play was a Goya guitar that Jack got at a pawn shop somewhere that I used a lot when I was interested in the acoustic guitar. The Gun Club Mach 1, I never used a pedal, so there was never that. I just had a Fender Twin and that weird Rickenbacker guitar. And then the Cramps, I used a Univox Super Fuzz, very classic and very great. I wouldn't mind getting another one. And then I went to a Boss Overdrive, Super Overdrive for a while. And then I got the mustard-colored MXR Distortion, and I really love that, and I have one now. And that was kind of bad seeds. I like to use tremolo. That's why I like the Fender Twin, because they have tremolo on them. Yeah, so for at home, for making demos and doing, especially with electronic stuff, I actually use a Roland VS1680 16-track hard drive studio. I have that in my house, and I like that because it has a lot of like plugins. You can plug guitars and instruments into each track, which is really good and very different from a computer interface. And I have a Sennheiser mic, and I like that. And I have my favorite pair of crystal clear headphones are actually Sennheiser as well. I learned this from my German friends.